Chapter 4.
Posey's heart is set. Posey told Gramps about the play on the way home. "I hope I'm the queen bee," she said. "I thought a queen bee was something who is boss," said Gramps. "She's the best one. All of the other bees take care of her."
"What about the king? Who takes care of him?"
"They don't have a king bee," said Posey.
"No fair," said Gramps.
When Posey got home, the kitchen was empty.
"Mom, where are you?"
she shouted. "I'm up here," her mom called. Posey ran upstairs. Her mom was giving Danny a bath. He had green bubbles in his hair and on his face. Her mom had green bubbles in her hair too. There were green streaks on her shirt.
"What happened?"
Posey asked. "Danny got into the finger paints," said her mom.
"Luckily, I caught him before he could paint the wall."
"Guess what?" Posey said. "We're putting on a play about bees.
That sounds like fun."
"I want to be the queen bee," Posey said. "I'm sure a lot of other girls want to be too," said her mom. "Don't get your heart set on it. It was too late." Posey's heart was already set. She had the perfect thing to wear too. She went into her bedroom and put on her tutu and her veil with sparkles. She stood in front of the mirror.
"I am the queen. You have to obey me," she commanded in her best queen voice. "It would be so much fun